that you're a man, not a Messiah? Absolutely, I'm a fool. I'm very, very much a man. I've never claimed to be a Messiah or anyone special.
When Benny Hinn's show moves on, he doesn't get to see the sadness of the families left in his wake. Laura Twilley's daughters write to their mother every week, still trying to understand how she could die after her miracle.
On one side, Laura was telling them that I'm healed. You know, mommy's better. I'm not going to need the chemo and the radiation. But yet, on the other hand, when she died, that was the hardest thing for me to do, is to walk in that night and tell the girls that their mother was gone.
You know what we're going to do?
Send these to mom.
Wait a minute, not yet. But why are we going to send them up to mommy?
Because we love her.
Okay, let go, girls. There they go. Let go, Sarah.
What is the hardest thing, and I don't think he understands this, is when he puts up this hope, this expectation, and yet it doesn't come through. When the cameras are turned off and the lights are out, and he's out of the building, you're left there all alone by yourself. And you have to pick up the pieces and move on.
2,000 people saw him. That guy fell on the floor and began moving like a snake on the floor. His feet moved as fast as the snake's tail. You can just move your feet by themselves move like this so fast. And that boy got up, his eyes were like glass. And he was so strong, he picked up the grand piano with one hand, going, screaming at me. Yes, sir, I saw that. I saw that boy set free. 8 men tried to carry him out, and he was throwing him up in the air like this.
And then what happened?
What happened? God knocked the devils out of him. That's what happened. Now, saints, we are in a time in America where more demons are loose than ever before.
Oh, I believe it.
And let me just say this now. I don't want to offend anybody. But I believe certain demons have come into America through this new groups of people coming in from Haiti and from all these countries, bringing their devils with them.
Yes, yes, yes. The immigration has done everything.
Exactly. Yeah. What our immigration department doesn't know is these open, well, these illegal aliens, frankly, are bringing in their demons with them, and they don't need a green card to get in. Let me tell you something. I've seen angels. Myself, for a whole year in my bedroom, I saw angels in 74. And every so often, I still see them. I mean, I've had experiences with angels that'll get your hair to stand up even with hairspray on it.
The ministry of Benny Hinn is going to court to keep secret the findings of an internal investigation of alleged corruption in his ministry. The information is so explosive that church lawyers tell us that public release could lead to, and we are quoting, the destruction of the ministry. Investigator Tony Pipitone is at Hinn's Forest City Complex with this exclusive story. Tony.
Well, the information comes from a private investigator that Hinn brought in here last year to root out any potential corruption in his ministry. That investigation resulted in the termination of several high-level church employees. Now, church lawyers say that investigator is threatening to make that information public unless he's paid an exorbitant sum of money. So the church is going to court to try to prevent that investigator from revealing what he knows. Benny Hinn, televangelist, faith healer, and leader of a multi-million dollar Christian empire that church lawyers claim could be in danger of collapsing. But only if his faithful followers find out what an investigator claims has been going on behind the gates of Hinn's World Outreach Church.
These people send in donations to help with the ministry they believe in.
That was February 1997, the last time Hinn agreed to talk to me. He had just hired an investigator to look into what his attorneys call allegations of wrongdoing and corruption, particularly concerning the handling of offering money, the buckets full of cash filled by the faithful seeking miracle healings at Hinn's events.
We want to make sure our finances are in tip-top shape. I can assure you, every dollar any person gives is handled
properly and well. It's not misused in any way.
Last year, he wanted answers.
I said, that's it. I'm tired of all this nonsense. I'm going to have an investigation to prove to all that there's no truth to those stories.
Now the church won't comment on what that investigation uncovered, but they say it culminated in April 1997 and resulted in the termination of several high-level church employees. For what exactly, only a few in the ministry truly know. Now, church attorneys have come here to federal court, arguing that if any of the information gained in that investigation is released to the public, it could have devastating effects on the ministry. In fact, one affidavit says if history is any guide, the information could lead to a drying up of 90% of the contributions to Hinn's church. Church lawyers mince no words, saying in court papers, the threat to the church is potential destruction of the ministry. A lawyer for the investigator, former Oklahoma police officer Mario Licardello, alleged the documents proved illegal and improper conduct by church employees, but not by him.